Hello, hello, hello. Christian Johnson here with another episode of the Hog Trough. And man, is it good to have my buddy Wes Pruitt here to join me on the show tonight. Thanks for joining me, Wes. How you doing, man?
Man, not a problem, man. I'm doing well. I know there's some Arkansas fans out there quite excited coming off that Missouri win the other night.
Yeah, you know, excited wouldn't be the term to describe the way I'm feeling. It's hard to overlook the way we've played this year. Don't get me wrong. The Missouri win was totally unexpected. The scoreboard was, you know, totally lopsided. Arkansas played as well as you can play in that game and showed glimpses of what some people thought they could do this year and what, you know, they still could eventually accomplish. There's a lot of games left this year, but Wes, did you get a chance to watch some of that game, or what are your takeaways on that game?
I caught a little bit of it. I mean, when you look at Arkansas in that game, I mean, you ended up shooting 50% from the field for the entire game. You got guys like Wade had 17, Williams had 13. Of course, you know, Notte had a big game, 19 points. But when you look at this Arkansas team, they're very similar to a Memphis basketball team to me. A lot of talent at the, you know, on the team, and you've got a talented coach. You've just got to get it all put together.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as we know, Christian, is a process.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you look at the success that this Arkansas basketball team had last season, made a nice run in the tournament. So you had a lot of hype coming into this year. And, I mean, Arkansas is still sitting at only 11-5 with a lot of season left to play.
Right.
I mean, of course, I mean, you know, you want to win them all. Trust me, I understand that more than anybody, as you know. But, you know, you got to be happy the Hogs come out with an 87-43 victory.
Yeah.
Lisa Johnson said, I don't think the Hogs winning was a shock. They were in sync on and hitting on all cylinders. That game against LSU Saturday, LSU's only lost one game. One game. It's going to take a lot for Arkansas, but I think Arkansas's got, no pun intended, they got the Hogs to do it.
Yeah. I think they do too. I think they've got the team to do it. We just haven't seen them like play as a unit so far. The Missouri game, that may be the start of something. But like I was mentioning earlier, Arkansas, and like you just mentioned, they have an okay record, but I think a lot of that's to do with, you know, they started out 9-0 playing teams that were not very good, and then they started playing some tougher competition, and it kind of went downhill. And it looked like, you know, it looked like all hell was breaking loose, basically. Arkansas is 1-3 in conference, which is not good. But like maybe that Missouri game is, you know, going to jumpstart their, you know, their confidence. Missouri's not a great team by any means, but anytime you beat a team 87-43, Musselman said it after the game. Like, I mean, he's never been a part of a game, a conference game specifically, where it was that lopsided and one team was just playing great basketball the entire game. You know, Arkansas plays LSU tomorrow, and they're going to have to do it without Coach Eric Musselman. I'm a little worried. I mean, it's going to be tough to beat those guys with Coach Musselman, but without him, I wonder how much of a difference it's going to make in that game. What do you think?
Just to give you a quick plug, man, Christian Johnson's got a great basketball article right now that he put out this morning at 4star.live. We are also broadcasting live to our website, 4star.live, as we speak. Go over there. You can click the play button up top, and you can be able to listen to Christian and I talk. You know, Christian, when you look at this Arkansas team, yes, obviously missing Musselman and missing that experience on the sideline that he has.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you look at the interim head coach, I don't think Musselman would put a put just anybody in that position, especially considering you've got LSU Saturday, then you come back home Monday, and you got South Carolina, then you got A&M at home, then you go on the road to Ole Miss, and then you've got West Virginia coming to town in the SEC Big 12 Challenge.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a shock. I think Arkansas is obviously the better basketball team. But I think that there may be – you may see – I don't want to use the word rust, but I think there may be a little bit of some connection issues possibly early in the game. But, you know, really, I mean, with Musselman, he had the surgery, what, yesterday, day before. So,
yeah.
This team should be prepared under the interim coach being in practices and all that thing, you know, all of that. I honestly expect to see this Arkansas team come out tomorrow afternoon on ESPN2 with a little fire in their gut because they are fully aware how good LSU is.
Definitely. And Keith Smart has the NBA coaching experience, much just like Musselman, so – I don't think there's going to be – you're going to see a huge drop-off there. Heck, it might even motivate them even more to play even tougher. I've got this feeling like you do too, Wes, that Arkansas, you know, is going to come out and play very hard tomorrow, and I think they're going to play really well. But LSU is one of those teams you could play really well, but they like to – you know, they can match you step for step, shot for shot. So – you know, Arkansas is going to have to play a near-perfect game, and they still could lose. That's just how good LSU is. It's very tough to win at LSU. Arkansas hasn't done it very many times, and whenever they do get a win, it's definitely a hard-fought effort, you know.
Well, I mean, can we talk about the elephant in the room real quick, and that is, when is Will Wade going to get put on NCAA probation?
You know, I guess it's not going to happen because.
Oh, it is. It's going to have to happen.
What's the holdup
on wiretap? How can it not happen?
But what's the holdup on it?
The NCAA, they have a list of, and Memphis is in there with the Wiseman thing. It's all going to come out eventually. But I mean, when you look at LSU, they got a win Wednesday night at Florida, 64-58. Little closer game than I really expected that to be. And I'm partly picking at Will Wade, but I'm partly not because I think it's ridiculous. But, I mean, of course, they beat Tennessee 79-67 last Saturday. When you look at LSU, let me ask you this, Kristen. I mean, have they beat Kentucky, but have they really been tested?
Yeah, I think they have. Like you said, Kentucky, you know, anytime you can get a win over Kentucky, that's impressive. They did lose to Auburn. That was, I guess you could call that
and
their
Auburn's
first.
Hot. Auburn's one of the hottest teams in the country right now.
Auburn's a good basketball team, so you can't really take too much out of that. LSU's 15-1. They're taking care of business. They're beating who's in front of them. It's kind of early to tell, you know, how good they are, but they got a lot better this year. That guard Pinson from Missouri is on LSU this year, and man, I hated him when he was on Missouri. He was always like, he's just one of those scrappy basketball players that always finds a way to score or get a clutch bucket. And now he's on LSU, who's already a talented team. They've got size. They've got three-point shooters. Their big men can shoot the three. So, Arkansas shouldn't win tomorrow, but, you know, that's why they play the game. And if Arkansas is able to get a win tomorrow, I think that could be a seizing, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of turn the season around.
It can be a catapult to the rest of the season for Arkansas. I mean, when you look at LSU, of course, they're led by excuse me, Tari Eason, he's averaging 15 points right now a game. Their big forward down low, Darius Days, senior, 6'7", out of Raleigh, Florida, is averaging 7 rebounds a game. That guy you talked about, Pinson, averaging 4 assists a game, 2 steals a game. But when you look at this LSU team, you've got to make your shots, number one. Your shots have got to fall all night. But you've got to do things to create some extra possessions for yourself, draw some charges, you know, get some turnovers, things of that nature. And, you know, you even mentioned it in your article, Christian. We saw glimpses of that old school 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah.
Is that something that we're going to start seeing more from this Arkansas team? And I'm very intrigued to find out if we see it tomorrow.
Yeah, and now's the time to start kicking it into gear if you're Arkansas. There is no – I mean, I think even if Arkansas loses tomorrow, which I think's a very high possibility, you know, they can still pick up some decent signature wins. I mean, I like their chances in the game against South Carolina. You know, I believe they go – or they host A&M and then they go to Ole Miss. So, you know, those are three winnable games. And I think, honestly, if Arkansas loses tomorrow, those next three games are even more important. You really got to go 3-0 in those games, I think.
Yeah, if you lose tomorrow, whether it be close or by a blowout, either way, an L is an L, as we know. But you've got 10-5 South Carolina coming in town. 14-2 Texas A&M, not a bad basketball team, comes to town next Saturday. And then you've got Ole Miss, a team with Kermit Davis right now. They're struggling. They're sitting at 9-6. There's some rumblings that the Kermit Davis era may be over quite quickly down in Oxford. And then you've got that SEC Big 12 Challenge. I really enjoy that. I've always liked that they do it. And you've got a 13-2 Bob Huggins coached West Virginia basketball team coming in. That's going to be a raucous crowd in Fayetteville.
Oh yeah. I mean, the thing about Arkansas basketball is the crowd usually gives them energy and makes that basketball team even more, you know, deadly. But this year, man, I think Vanderbilt came into Bud Walton Arena this year and got the win, which surprised the heck out of me. I mean, I just did not expect that to happen. I really didn't. But what that game showed me is you cannot take a single game off in the SEC, any conference, really, any conference.
When you look at speaking of an SEC team that record wise is not very good, but they've got a nice win because they beat a Memphis team earlier in the season, and that's the Georgia Bulldogs.
Right.
I mean, you know, you look around the SEC, you can't take Vanderbilt lightly. You can't take Missouri lightly. You can't take any team lightly, because as Kentucky's learned in the past, Arkansas and others have learned, you can lose on any night in college basketball or any college athletics for that matter. For the most part. I mean, basketball is a lot different than football, as we know. Vanderbilt and football, Vanderbilt and basketball is two different things. But when you look at, you know, talking about that Vanderbilt team, Scottie Pippen Jr. is a little baller, man.
Yeah.
That guy can hoop.
Man, you know, I've questioned why Scottie Pippen Jr. has stayed on Vanderbilt, just because of the talent he's typically had around him has not been very good. And, you know, Vanderbilt may not be very good this year, but, you know, like you said, Wes, you can't sleep on a team like Vanderbilt, and they proved that. Arkansas almost came back and got the win, but like you said, a win's a win, and they didn't come through when it mattered. So, man, when you look at this LSU team, they're coached by Will Wade, who you can't deny he's a good coach. You may question his ethics. His morals.
I don't think he's a good coach. I think he's a good recruiter. That's just my personal.
Oh, well, that may be true. That may be true. He's doing something right in LSU. And he may be doing it.
He makes smart deals.
He's doing it illegally. And, you know, it's just a matter of time, I guess, before he gets busted for it. But, man, when you look at the entire SEC, Kentucky seems to be, I wouldn't say they're back, but they're still a team that has a squad full of players that can really play. And it's just wide open in the conference this year. Arkansas is going to have to scratch and claw for every win, I believe.
Yeah, they will. I mean, and, you know, talking about Kentucky, here's one thing that everybody should know about John Calipari and Kentucky. Now, last year, they weren't good. We definitely know that. But I think this year, when you look at them, they're a team that come late February, March, they're going to be hitting. They're going to be hitting their shots. They're going to be playing good basketball. And Arkansas can do that too. Arkansas is 11-5. I mean, let's not. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like they're 5-11. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, I mean, there's talent. Note is the key tomorrow, I believe. When you look at this LSU team, Note has got to have another great basketball game. He's got to stay out of foul trouble. That's one thing that Arkansas has got to do: stay out of foul trouble. You can't put LSU on the line either. When you look at LSU, they can make free throws at an ungodly pace.
Yeah.
If you're going by ESPN, they have LSU as an 88% winner of this game.
Which
I think that's a little high, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I've got a gut feeling this Arkansas team, after the way they performed against Missouri, is going to be really excited to go on the road.
I think Eric Musselman coached basketball teams, even though he won't be coaching on Saturday. I feel like they do pretty well when their backs are kind of against the wall a little bit. And I think the players, even especially the fans, kind of sense that, you know, after you start 0-3 in conference, every game kind of feels like a must win from then on out. Obviously, it's not a must win, but it feels that way. And in order for Arkansas to get a win tomorrow, like you mentioned, Note's going to have a good game. We see him take a lot of shots, and whenever they're not falling, you know, it can get kind of frustrating. But that's exactly what Arkansas is going to have to do tomorrow, is shoot three balls and hope that they fall, because, you know, it's hard to score in the paint on LSU. They've got some size down there. But Arkansas can score in the paint. You got guys like Aldis Toney. Jalen Williams is kind of playing good basketball lately. And then that guy, I drew a blank on his name. Oh. The guy that got that apparently missed a practice. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Kamani Johnson, he gives a lot of energy to that basketball team on defense, and he can score the basketball too. So I think the key player tomorrow for Arkansas is obviously, you know, the perimeter shooters, but I think defensively Arkansas is going to have to play a really good basketball game. You can't give up easy layups, wide open threes, and Kamani Johnson's going to have to be a dog down in the paint. He's going to have to make every shot difficult for those LSU players.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when you look at these two teams statistically, Arkansas is averaging about 4 more points a game. Now, the difference is LSU is only giving up about 56 points a game, where Arkansas is giving up 70. I think that's the stat that's going to have to flip for Arkansas to really, really have a good shot. They're going to have to play great defensively, but they're going to have to score. I don't want to say every time down the floor, because that's saying a lot, but they're going to need good ball movement. I know Eric Musselman loves to count passes. They're going to need great ball movement, but they're going to need to score the bucket at a pretty prolific pace to be able to keep up with LSU.
And here's the thing. Any team that's not very good on defense, I mean, they're not going to win many games. And the games that Arkansas has lost this year, they have been just atrocious on defense. And I'm hoping Musselman has preached to his players how important it is to play good defense. Because if you're playing really good defense, you don't have to make every shot. you don't have to make every three-pointer. And the formula to beat LSU is to not get into a shooting contest with them. If they're, you know, if you get into a three-point shooting contest with them, they'll probably beat you every time. So, and
that's a good point.
I'm going to read my dad's comment here. First game we played against Missouri at Bud Walton Arena was the best game I ever saw. Arkansas played December 2nd, 93. Arkansas 120, Missouri 68. And Missouri made it to the Sweet 16 that year. And, of course, we won the national championship.
Mind like an elephant.
Yeah, he does. That's where
I remember 1993. I can't remember 2 weeks ago.
He does remember a lot of things. And I think I get that from him when it comes to sports, at least. And then we got a comment here. What's up, fellas? Looking good. Appreciate it, man. You know?
Thanks for watching, Razorback Zach. We appreciate it. We appreciate all you do for 4-Star Sports Media as well.
And let's give a shout-out to the about the Senior Bowl real quick. That's next week, right?
No.
2 weeks.
It'll be January 31st through February 5th. I don't want to give away any guests, but I've got some decently named guests lined up so far. We were originally talking about going live 8 to 10 a.m. We may change that to 7 to 9. That way we can jump on another guy's show that runs till 10. But it'll be we'll be 7 to 9 Tuesday through Saturday morning live. Practice will be 11:30 to 1:30 for the national team, and then 2 to 4 for the American team. They also did it differently this year. So certain quarterbacks will be with certain staffs. So it's going to be a lot of fun down there, man. We will be sure and get on all of your guys' shows as well. I know Big John Ridgeway will be playing in the game. Be watching him very closely in practice. Also wouldn't mind possibly getting him on the show as well. And then I'm really excited about getting down there and just kind of getting a little bit of insider information from scouts and things like that about not only Arkansas players, but other players around the country. Also, speaking of Arkansas players, Gregory Jr. From CrossFit, right here in CrossFit, Arkansas, is a Wachita Baptist Tiger, and he was announced he will be at the Senior Bowl this year. So that's a nice little Arkansas connection as well to the Senior Bowl. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the not only the brand, but you guys that are going down there. I know that's going to be a lot of fun. What a whole week of just watching football, talking sports. I don't think it gets any better than that, honestly. And I think Mobile's a pretty cool little town there.
Yeah, it's that game is going to be played at the brand-new stadium right there on the South Alabama campus. Monday night, there is like a little media night deal where all the media members get together and kind of mingle and chit-chat and all that stuff. Tuesday night is the 2022 Senior Bowl Summit, which Brandon and I will be at. Nick Saban will be there, Kirk Herbstreit, Brian Harsin, Dan Lamming, and some others. Let's see. There's Wednesday night. There's a lip sync battle. Which
Wait, they're going to be at the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, there's a summit every year, and they do it on Tuesday night. It's where you dress up, certain tie, suit, go to dinner, and then they're up on stage, and it's like a Q&A type of thing, or they just tell old stories about coaching or players.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
You got to get some pictures. Wednesday, you got to get some pictures with those guys.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. You've got the lip sync battle is Wednesday night, and then Friday night you've got the parade. We'll be broadcasting live from the parade as well. Gonna try to find a spot that's up a little bit, that way we can hit the live button, show everybody the parade, and maybe get some fan interactions and things like that. And then Saturday's the big day. Kickoff is at 1:30. It'll be on NFL Network. Also, practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be broadcasted on NFL Network as well. So be sure and watch, because you might see somebody you know sitting behind some NFL scouts taking some notes.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be awesome. And there's going to be so many talented players playing in that game. What, Kenny Pickett, that guy from Memphis, I think is a great player.
Calvin Austin Jr.
Calvin Austin, and there's another good quarterback that's in there. I can't think of his.
Desmond Ridder, Kenny Pickett, Bailey Zappi is playing in it. Malik Willis from Liberty is playing in it. I mean, dude, and then here's the thing, Christian. I thought, like, I had printed out the roster. They're adding players daily to this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a steady flow of new guys coming in. All 32 NFL team management will be there.
Wow.
All executives will be there. There will be over 1,200 media members this year at the Senior Bowl. Last year was they cut it back. This year it's back full strength. So
I'm sure.
We are very, very glad and blessed to be able to be down there and represent.
There's no way you can talk to all those contacts, but I'm sure you've got a list of who you want to talk to.
I've got 300 business cards I'm taking, and I'm not planning on bringing any of them back.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's going to be awesome. And Zach's in the studio. I think he wants to say a few things before we jump off here. One thing I want to bring up, real fast. How's it going, Zach? I want to bring up.
What's up, fellas?
How's it going, man? I got to throw one thing out here. News kind of involving the football team. Malik Hornsby has taken his name out of the transfer portal, so it appears that he's going to stay a Razorback. Zach, what's your thoughts on that?
How surprising is that? And here's the thing, and I'm glad you guys brought this up. Wes, how's it going, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, hanging in there. Okay, so here's the kicker. Everybody remembers the comment Sam Pittman made around SEC Media Days, I do believe, where he says, once you're in the portal, you're in the portal. There is no coming back.
And he's already taken two guys back since then.
Now all of a sudden, he's changed his tune a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this about the portal. I think a lot of it is, let me just see what kind of reaction I can get. Let me just see what kind of feel I get back. And then when they don't get necessarily what they want, then they're like, okay, I'll go back.
Well, I mean, let's put this. I'm sorry, Wes. Go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, when it comes to the portal, you may see a guy announce, I'm going to enter the portal. But until his name is technically, physically put into that portal itself, and it goes out to all the coaches that this player is actually in it, they're not in. That's what a lot of people don't think about.
Well, so and the other thing, too, is, like I said, he centered that comment around the whole Mike Woods situation. And if y'all remember correctly, everybody knew he was headed out. And everybody knew somehow that he was headed to OU. Just like Joe Fouché and Greg Brooks, when they entered the portal, everybody automatically knew they were going to go to LSU.
I know Fouché is from Louisiana, and isn't Greg Brooks from there too?
Greg Brooks is from NOLA as well. But
I get that, but I feel like they're kind of disrespecting Arkansas in a way.
Well,
I'm going
to come to their defense for one reason, okay? Fouché was a captain. He was here. He was recruited by one of the worst coaches. No, I'm going to say by the worst coach in Razorback history, okay? He stuck through those 2 years. He has 4 years at Arkansas. So if he wanted to use his fifth year as a graduate transfer, I mean, he hung with us for as long as he could, you know?
That's true.
So I'm not going to fault him for that.
That's true.
Well, is it a little salty as a Razorback fan that, you know, he went to our biggest rival? Well, yeah, that's like a kick in the pants. But you can't fault the guy for wanting to continue playing the game of football.
And that's a good point, my dad said. I mean, the LSU didn't want him. I guess that doesn't matter to him. I guess they want him now, apparently. After they've seen what he's done.
I don't mean to sound negative here, but can you name me another real breakout game that he had besides the bowl game this season?
I mean,
he's had sparks.
And that and our secondary.
I mean, he didn't just have a breakout year. I mean, here's the thing. If it's a personal decision and you give me a good, legitimate reason for why you're going to do it, I get it. If it's I'm not getting my playing time that I deserve. No, that's completely different.
See, I don't.
The portal is. The thing
I have to disagree. I have to think. I don't think it was playing time.
No. I'm not saying that was for him. I'm just using.
Oh, okay. All right. I follow you now.
For other guys around the country. I mean, guys, there is over 1,400 kids in this portal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not all going to make it. They're not all going to land on their feet. And Jay Billis is everybody knows who Jay Billis is.
He was
listening to a sports show today, and Jay Billis said that he keeps hearing everybody saying, oh, these players don't know how to deal with adversity. He said, no, that's wrong. The difference is the players today don't know how to commit. And he said in his day when he played, you committed to the school, you committed to your education, and then you committed to basketball or whatever athletics you're playing.
Well, look at it this way, Wes.
They're not committing to the school anymore. They're committing to the coach, and that's all there is to it.
Did you hear about he was a linebacker out of Alabama. He's like a 4-star linebacker out of Alabama transferring to Arkansas State.
Yeah. Alabama lost some players immediately after the national championship game.
Yeah. Well, of course they did. What did you expect? They did what they came to do. They won played in the national championship game.
Well, maybe they didn't play. That's why they
here's the thing. You can only stockpile so many 4 and 5 stars.
Yeah. Now, circling back to Malik Hornsby, that's a big deal coming into 2022 because contrary to what most people think, yes, KJ is going to be the starter. KJ is going to be a Heisman contender. I'm calling it now. He is going to contend for the Heisman. He may not win it, but by God, he's going to be in the conversation. Malik Hornsby is the future. He may only be here a year, and he may only be the starter for a year, maybe two. But he is the future in that quarterback room.
If
you jump ship before you even start a game of football, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and I agree. I think Malik could be the future of Arkansas football. But in this world of transfer portal, there's no guarantee.
No.
No.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
There was even talk that KJ might transfer.
Well, that was.
There was rumors that it was going to happen, and then Malik entered. But, I mean, look at a guy like Bo Nix, for example. Look at a guy like Nick Calzada. Texas A&M and LSU just traded quarterbacks. That's all they did.
I mean,
it's
you're looking once this. Here's the thing, Wes, and you know we talked about this a couple weeks ago when the announcement came, or a couple months ago when the announcement came down that Texas and Oklahoma were going to join the SEC, NCAA, and you're going to see the formation of basically the NFL developmental league.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go that far. I think when you look at the states and you look at all the different laws and things like that, I don't think it will. I don't think it's going to become an NFL free agency, but I do think that your Division IIs of the world, your Division IIIs of the world are going to become really, really impacted by transfer portal and things of that nature.
Go ahead. Oh, absolutely.
And you talk about Jackson State, man. They're really benefiting off this, not the transfer portal necessarily, but just, you know, I feel like this NIL stuff has really helped them. And they may end up moving up because of all the players they're getting over there.
Well, and here's the thing about the NIL, and Deion Sanders came out and debunked that entire thing about the kid from Florida State coming to Jackson State. Rumor had it he had signed a $2 million NIL deal. Deion said there's no NIL deal here. I believe him. I don't think he would come out and say that. But
did you hear the rest of the interview?
The other thing with the NILs that I find very funny about people is we're seeing speculation, or we're seeing reports of $2.5 million, $1.5 million. And I've made this statement before. Where are the contracts? I mean, show me a contract where somebody signed for 1.5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like a lot of fans get so caught up into, oh, this guy's making this much and this guy's making this much. Well, guess what? So is the guy that's got the thing for Wright's Bacon. Maybe he's making $50 a month. But guess what? It's still something for him. I mean, I don't really buy into all this, oh, this school offered such and such. Well, first off, that is a direct violation of an NIL rule. A school cannot offer a player nothing. If they do, they're done. That's anybody that says, oh, a school offered him such and such, they're lying to you, because the school did not offer him that. A business offered him that.
Unless you're Tennessee.
But what about that transfer out of Florida State that went to Jackson State? All right. Forgive the background noise.
Did you hear that?
Real quick.
And she went to buy. She left about 9:30.
Yeah, I mean, it's a.
I said unless you're Tennessee, but.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. When you look at that, at the kid that went to Jackson State, that is a seismic shift happening in college sports.
Yeah. No doubt. Seismic. I think we've. And
it is going to change the future of recruiting.
Most definitely. Well, it's been a good show, guys. Wes.
Well, Wes, even the, hold on, the Zach. NILs.
What's up?
NILs and the transfer portal have changed the landscape of college football. I mean, the game we know is pretty much done. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys. Do y'all got anything else?
No, man. Once again, man, just go to 4star.live. Kristen Johnston from the Hog Trough has got an incredible article out right now. Recapping the Missouri game, previewing the LSU game that we talked about tonight. Go by and check it out, man. I really think Kristen is he's a very talented writer and a very talented show host.
Gonna hopefully see more articles out of me. More articles out of me pretty soon.
Yeah.
I got one thing. NFL playoffs start tomorrow. What are you guys thinking there?
Go Cowboys!
Go Cowboys for sure. Wes, the Tennessee Titans. I know you're a Tennessee Titans fan. They are the number one seed in the AFC. What's your thoughts on that, man?
Four words: the king is back.
Yeah, that's. I think
Henry is about to run roughshod over a lot of people, and if I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, I'm concerned about going to San Fran.
We don't go to there, but I agree with you. San Francisco, you know, they're good enough to get the win, but you know, it's the playoffs. No game's going to be easy, I don't believe. And Tennessee, if Derrick Henry can stay healthy, they can make a Super Bowl run.
Yeah. Hey, let me catch this call, man.
All right, man.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the Cowboys game at home, or is it at San Fran?
It's in Dallas.
That's what I thought. So, going to be a pretty good playoff, dude. I mean, it's right now. I mean,
it's wide open.
Given
really.
As much as I hate to admit it, given Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and their run that they made last year, they're the team to beat right now, just because they're the heavy favorite because they're the defending champs. If the Cowboys can get consistent and not choke like they have in the past. You know, I think, and you know, Jerry lets Mike McCarthy do his thing. You know, we may make it to the NFC title game. I don't know with the pack.
It's possible.
Being how they
are. So
anything is possible. The playoffs now.
If the Cowboys can get by San Francisco, they're most likely going to play Tampa Bay at Tampa Bay. And that's, you know.
Now, hold on. Hold on a minute.
What?
We played Tampa Bay the very first preseason game, or the very first game of the season.
Yeah.
Okay. And played them within three or four.
Yeah.
We had Tom Brady on his heels.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to do it again.
Okay.
That was like quite a while ago, but.
If Micah Parsons, I'm going to tell you right now, if Micah Parsons can get to Tom Brady, look out, Tampa.
Yeah, we got to get by San Francisco first. They're playing hot. I think right now you got to give the nod to Green Bay as the favorite in the NFC. You know, Kansas City probably.
Yep.
Kansas City or Tennessee right now. I think Kansas City. You still got to give them the edge.
KC's got some. They got some kinks to work out though. I mean,
yeah,
something's not right with Pat with Mahomes and. Tyreek Hill, he's gonna have to see what his ankle does because he hurt it in pregame. I believe it was last week or week before. Kind of tweaked it a little bit. But the playoffs right now, dude, it's all 0-0s.
Yeah,
so it's anybody's ball game right now.
It's gonna be fun.
Anybody's ball game. Hey, one more thing about, and I know you've been on for a while, dude. I caught the tail end of it. I forgot you had one show tonight. Look. Where has this team that beat Missouri, where has that lineup been all year?
Yeah.
That was probably the best game I have seen this team play.
I hope it wasn't this season. Flash in the pan. I hope they can continue to play. Not obviously, they're not going to play that good, but play with that same intensity at least.
Well, just not even that, dude. I mean, you lose, then you lose. But – at least finish the game. Go for the rebounds. Just do something.
Yeah, Missouri looked bad in that game, and but maybe that had a lot to do with Arkansas.
The other thing I want you to watch for, okay? The other thing I want everybody to watch for is Eric Musselman's not going to be on the bench next couple of games. How is this team going to be, and how is this team going to respond without their leader on the bench?
We will see. We will see. I'm excited.
That is the other key.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow, and hopefully Arkansas can pull out the monumental upset. And to answer my dad's question, I do not think you'll touch the ball. I wish you would. That'd be pretty cool. Jeremy Sprinkle, he used to play for the Razorbacks. He's on the Cowboys.
No, he's third string right now.
Yeah, I don't see it either. If we get up by a lot,
you've got Schultz. Who's the other tight end?
I think Jarwin's back. He's been hurt like most of the season.
Jarwin's, yeah. Yeah. Blake Jarwin and Dwight and Schultz, I think, are the two tight ends right now, one and two.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Looking forward to it.
Going to be good. Excited. Man. There is no Inside the Hog Pen this week, obviously. Like I said, I've got some things I've got to deal with. This week was just it was a crazy week.
Yeah.
Still getting some things worked out here in the off season. Everybody knows that, football is my forte, but, you have not seen the last of Razorback Zach. I can promise you that.
All right, man. Sounds good. Good to have you on, as well as Wes Pruitt tonight with this episode of the Hog Trough. All right, guys, peace out and go Hogs.
Go Hogs, baby!